Welcome back to Impact Show on Mucho African Radio Halifax. This is where we share the stories that impact our communities, and you are with your host, Toussaint. Today we are in North Preston, where we're opening a third regional office for the African Nova Scotia Affairs. And the first one was opened like 2 weeks ago, and it was in New Glasgow. The second one is in Digby, and now we're opening the third one. It looks like a great progress that is being done between the African Nova Scotians and the African Nova Scotia Affairs. And we had a privilege of speaking with Honorable Minister Patrick Dunn, who is the Minister for the African Nova Scotian Affairs. And he talked to us about their project and how their progress and what they are doing for the African Nova Scotians. First of all, how are you doing, sir? My name is Toussaint, and nice to meet you.
Well, first of all, it's very nice to meet you.
My first question here is, we're coming to an end of the year, and it looks like all your wishes are coming true. So how does it really feel for you to see opening three regional offices consecutively, and also moving on to the other one?
Of course, my wishes are many of them are coming to fruition, because this is the third weekend in a row where we officially open up a regional office in the province of Nova Scotia. Last week, we were in the Digby Township area, and we opened up the official office there. The week before that, we opened up the new regional office in New Glasgow, which is going to be responsible for Guysborough County and Ignish County and Pictou County. So, and today, again, another great event today for the Preston area, where we're opening up an offices. And again, these offices, we look at them as hubs, where the two program officers that are working in each of those three offices are going to be out in the community, helping the community, informing the community, being a contact for the community between the community and government. So it's pretty exciting.
We thank you again for having taken care of and maintaining the culture and history of African Nova Scotians. But we also have African immigrants that are recently moving to Halifax from all across countries of Africa, and are looking to bridge the relationship between African immigrants and the African Nova Scotians. So do you think the culture and history of both African Nova Scotians and African immigrants should play an important role in bridging the relationship between both sides?
And we have so many different cultures in our province, and I live in a community where there's a large African Nova Scotia community. The history and the contributions from those communities is immense. The more we can recognize them, the more we can bring their stories and their history to everyone across the province and beyond is so important.
So we also, there's also an African radio here in Nova Scotia, and it covers for both African Nova Scotians and African immigrant. But for now, it doesn't have, an impact. It doesn't have like resources to be as big as it should be, because I believe there's more stories that need to be talked about, but that are not getting there where they're supposed to get. So are you planning on expanding or maybe funding an African radio so that it can share more of the stories of things that are going on in the urban communities, Black people communities?
You know, to be able to create a radio station to cover all those aspects of the African Nova Scotia communities. There's so much going on in those communities throughout the year, and to have that support is in a radio station would be certainly an immense assistance to the communities. I think there's opportunities for anything to happen. And again, I look at these new regional offices, and let's say the one here in Preston today that we're officially opening. I think that's the beginning of those types of things to happen. Like, you know, open up the conversations, speak to the right people in government, and they'll be a conduit, you know, to make those conversations happen. So I think there's all kinds of possibilities that going forward that can occur.
Thank you very much for staying here with us. We have come to an end of this show. I'll see you again next time. Thank you very much for tuning in. Bye.